went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those 3 times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive and empowered to take control of your life. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to answer your questions and to help lead you to better outcomes for yourself, for your family, your friends, whatever the case may be. And help me do that every week is my cohort who's in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin. And welcome back, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. And today I had a topic I wanted to talk to you about that creeps out a lot of people. And it's one that's, you know, it's kind of hard to imagine, but it affects an awful lot of people, and most of the people that have these things don't even realize that they have the problem. So the topic for today is parasites. And to begin with, what exactly is a parasite?
Well, a parasite is a microorganism that gets into the body that has a tendency to disrupt how the body functions. It has a tendency to feed off the body, the different parts of the body, depending upon the organ or gland that it's affecting directly. And they, you know, they create a lot of digestive upset. They create a lot of, circumstances that ultimately require surgery if not addressed properly, and they've even been linked to cancer. And so
really?
It just becomes a question of, And I share this with my patients all the time. It's not a question of do these microorganisms exist. Of course they exist. The question that you need to ask yourself is, if it is impacting you and your health, the question is why? Why would your body let something in that doesn't belong in and then allow it to set up shop and make a home and make a career off of you?
Now, do I understand you to say that the parasites are actually eating you?
They actually do. They feed off of different aspects of our body. I can tell you definitively that all disc herniations are associated with a parasite. Your orthopedic surgeon will never acknowledge that. Your neurologist will never acknowledge that because they're not interested in understanding what causes the disc. They're interested in treating it. And so, if they want to keep their business open, then allowing the underlying cause for it to occur to be there just helps to promote their business. And lots of people will associate it with some sort of physical activity. But when we started doing CAT scans and MRIs on people, they started to notice that there are people who have herniated discs that are absolutely asymptomatic. And then there are some who don't have herniated discs but have excruciating pain. And so, at the end of the day, what I have seen over the last 25, almost 26 years is that when one has any of those major kinds of conditions, like a cancer, like a disc herniation, like digestive issues, people who get their gallbladders removed, people who have irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, those sorts of things, a lot of times they're associated with parasites.
That's a lot of different conditions that you're associating to parasites.
Absolutely.
Wow. So, well, how do these parasites get into your body?
Again, that goes back to the question that people need to understand. Organisms exist. For them to get in, they have to bypass your defense mechanisms, and that just simply means that your immune system is not as strong as it should be. And since your immune system is primarily sponsored by the amount of calcium and the amount of whole food vitamin C you have in your system, the lack of antibiotic exposure, taking a good high-quality probiotic on a regular basis and helping to make sure that the doors are closed. If those doors are open, then these microorganisms get in. You know, people who have a tendency to have poor digestion and then they go out and they eat things like sushi. Well, sushi is a place where parasites could be living, and you eat that and your stomach acid isn't strong enough to burn them up the way that God intended. Well, now you have this microorganism that gets absorbed into your bloodstream, and then it just becomes a question of where does it end up setting up shop?
Why do these organisms set up shop in these different places? I mean, you're saying sometimes it'll go to your gallbladder, sometimes it'll go to the discs in your back. Why the differences?
Well, the differences has to do with the specific microorganism, but it also has to do where they find good food sources. And since everything gets filtered through the liver and then gets concentrated within the gallbladder, from a purely physiological standpoint, it's a good place to hang out from their perspective. But there's other places that they can hang out. I mean, what I've seen over the years is every person that's come to me with a diagnosis of cancer, I've noted that they have a parasite that locates to that specific area where they're being treated for cancer, whether it's brain cancer, whether it's colon cancer, liver, pancreatic, lung, thyroid, stomach cancer, uterine, ovarian, prostate, all these different types of cancer, every single last one of them, every single time, locates a parasite within the specific area that they're being treated for
cancer.
Well,
that's so interesting because you said that the parasites get into your bloodstream and then they choose to locate in a specific area, in an organ or a part of the body. But if they were in the bloodstream, it would seem that they would be, everywhere throughout your body.
They could potentially go everywhere, and that's exactly right. That doesn't mean that they don't travel. It just simply means that, what I've seen is that they locate to a specific organ or gland, and when we address that, whatever the dysfunction that was going on in them seems to magically start to improve or even go away completely.
Mm-hmm. Now, are some parasites actually external? Like, is head lice, is that a type of parasite?
Yeah, it can be classified as that. I mean, I don't see a lot of that in my office. I have seen some of it, but I don't see a lot of it. You know, there's other treatments specifically for that. But when you have an internal parasite that's affecting how your body functions, it's affecting different organs or it's affecting different glands, then you have to approach that differently than you would if something is topical. But depending upon where the person's weak link is, you know, that's typically where a microorganism is going to go exploit. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's an area of weakness. And so it's easier to set up shop in an area of weakness than it is something that's well defended.
Makes sense. Now, are all parasites harmful, or are there any parasites that are beneficial, like microbes that
Well, again, depending upon how the person's system is set up, I suppose there could be parasites that are beneficial, at least initially. I mean, parasites are attracted to a human body for the simple fact that the person, a lot of times, has heavy metal toxicity. And when they have too many heavy metals trapped in their system, then that actually changes their vibratory frequency, and then they start to vibrate at a frequency that parasites affiliate with and want to be associated with. And so people who have heavy metal toxicity, a lot of times they will have parasites, and what the parasites are actually feeding on is the heavy metals. So there's a beneficial relationship that's going on there. The difficulty is if it's tired of eating heavy metals every day and it wants a little variety in its diet, it may go to another part of the body and start feeding off of that.
Well, your body doesn't really want those heavy metals in it anyway. You need
body
to
doesn't want the heavy metals, but the body also doesn't want the parasites.
So that's you're double jeopardy, really.
Exactly.
Well, this is a great conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I'd like to talk to you some more and get some more information about parasites.
Absolutely. And I want to thank the listener for tuning in today. You're listening to When Your Health Matters.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And today we're talking about parasites and the effects that they have on our body and the fact that the majority of them are absolutely unbeknownst to the medical world, and they never check for them, and they never even consider them.
Well, you know, that brings up the question in my mind, which is other than these severe conditions that we've talked about, like cancers, what are the symptoms that you may have parasites in your body?
Wow, there's a litany of symptoms. You know, people who have a tendency to drool while they're sleeping, people who have, you know, weird crawling sensations in their skin. You know, I get patients periodically that come in and they're just like, sometimes my skin feels like it's crawling. Any sort of digestive upset, whether it's gastroesophageal reflux disease, irritable bowel, diverticulitis, Crohn's, any of those digestive type symptoms, people who have, you know, this dry hacky cough sometimes, there's sometimes associated with that. People who have itching around their lower end there, those kinds of things. I mean, there's so many different types of symptoms, and it's interesting. I can't think of a lot of them right now.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, with all those different symptoms, you would think, you know, why would you associate them to parasites, or how would you know to think about
that? Well, the difficulty is that, you know, when you go in to see your doctor and you have these weird, vague symptoms and they can't really associate them with one particular circumstance going on, like can't find a specific condition to hang their hat on and throw treatment at you for, A simple way to find out if you have parasites, other than going to somebody like myself who will test for it every time you're in the office, is you can do a simple blood test. If you do a complete blood count with a differential, and that's looking at your red blood cells and your white blood cells, what you will find is that your eosinophils and your basophils and your monocytes, which are specific white blood cells, those will be slightly elevated or major, or maybe majorly elevated, depending upon what the person's circumstance is. But if they're above 8%, 3%, and 1% on a person's blood results, that's an indication that they have parasites. And the funny thing is when you start treating them specifically for parasites, their health circumstances turn around magically.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, would just simply taking probiotics, which is something we talk about almost every week, would that be something that would eliminate parasites?
It's not going to eliminate parasites, but it may help to improve the circumstances as to why a person gets parasites. But to eliminate parasites, we use a very specific protocol in the office. We use a whole food supplement called Zymex 2. It's by a company by the name of Standard Process, which is a whole food supplement company. And within it, it's got three main ingredients. It's got almond nut powder, pineapple powder, and fig powder. And mixed in with those ingredients are four digestive enzymes that help to digest parasites. And so you eat the main ingredients on an empty stomach. Parasites are attracted to those three main ingredients, and what they don't understand is when they come out to eat that stuff, then the stuff that they're eating actually eats them. And it's a very effective treatment. You need to be on that treatment for a minimum of 12 weeks because the full reproductive or incubation period for parasites is about 10 to 12 weeks. And so if anybody has been treated for parasites in the past and they only did it for a couple of weeks, you may have gotten the adults, but you did not get rid of the offspring. And those are probably adults now. And, you know, well, I felt better for a period of months and then things started to come back. So I know it's not parasites because I know they treated that. And it's like, no, they didn't. They treated the adults. They didn't get the whole cycle.
So you have to get that whole cycle. So there's, I guess, the eggs or the small larva or whatever however they grow, and then the adults.
Exactly.
So now, one of the ways that I've heard that you can contract parasites as common is traveling in foreign countries. Is that something that you commonly see, that people are coming back from travels that have acquired parasites?
Yeah, and it all depends upon how they participate when they're traveling. I mean, I've literally traveled all over the world. I've spent days, weeks camping out in the middle of the countryside in the Tibetan Plateau, all through China, all through Argentina, down in South America. I go on these nature treks, etc., and I bring the necessary ingredients with me. Mm-hmm. To offset any little nuances within the foods that I'm eating so that I'm not affected. I know specifically that there was one time, funny story, I was cycling through southern China, and we went into this one village, and I decided that just as a goof, I'm going to have Chinese food, like Americanized Chinese food, in China, just to see if there's any difference. So I ordered some fried rice with my major meal. And as soon as I was done eating the fried rice, I knew something was wrong. And the difficulty was I wasn't going to be back to the States where I could treat myself for 2 weeks. And so, but when I came back, I checked myself. I indicated positively for a parasite. I treated myself for the parasite. And that was the last one that I personally had. And that was, that was 11 years ago.
Hmm. Wow.
So you never know when you're going to get these things, but I can invite the listener, if you have any sort of weird symptoms, if you have any sort of weird condition and the doctors don't seem to be making any headway with it, go have a CBC with a differential. Go find somebody who's very well versed in treating parasites, and you might be surprised at what happens as a result.
That's really fascinating. Now, one of the things that I've come across is that we have a problem. It's an increasing problem around the country, and it's called Lyme disease. And I understand that there's a spirochete that comes from a tick that carries the Lyme disease. Is that actually a parasite?
It's not classified as a parasite, but in terms of how it affects the body, it could be classified as a parasite. So the spirochete, Borrelia burgdorferi, which is what ultimately causes Lyme disease, it gets into the system, and it has the ability to cloak itself. It has the ability to run and hide. It has the ability to evade the immune system, and that's one of the reasons why Lyme becomes chronic Lyme if it's not addressed appropriately. And we have a protocol in the office that addresses that very specifically. It's a three-step process that we have to bring a person through. We have to get their nervous system to identify it, then we have to find out where it's affecting the body, and then we have to take away all its potential hiding places or reservoirs. And once we do that, then the immune system is fully aware, and it can go after that, and it can remedy it. And the challenge that we have is that traditional treatment for Lyme disease is they give people high dosages of antibiotics, which pretty much wipes out their immune system, and it drives the Lyme deeper, and that's why some people end up having chronic Lyme.
Which is not a good situation at all for a person to have. Well, this, you know, one of the things that I've also heard about is that you can pick it up from water and from going swimming.
Well, you can. It's not a question of where can you get it from, because you can get it from just about anywhere. It's a question of why you would get it. And if your immune system's weak, if you're vulnerable, if your defense systems are down, if you got holes in your defense system, then things can get in that don't belong in. And so it becomes a question of maintaining high integrity by eating high quality food. It's about eliminating all the completely refined and processed or the crap foods. It's about getting the right amounts of sleep, exercising, drinking enough water. I mean, it's all the things that we've talked about over the years about how to maintain high quality health. And then, you know, like how I visualize it when I'm explaining things to patients, the old adventures of Superman, where Superman would stand there and the guys with their handguns or their Tommy guns would shoot at Superman and things would bounce off. Mm-hmm. That's the way your immune system should work.
Mm-hmm.
And if things are sticking to you, or if things are literally passing through you, that's a problem. That's ultimately the thing that needs to be addressed.
Well, you know, it's so interesting, because we do talk about all the time. You talk about nutrition and the importance of nutrition and sleep and exercise and proper water. Those things are basic, parasites or no parasites. If you're doing all that and you still come down with parasites, I mean, in the situation you talked about in southern China with yourself, where you came across something and you tested yourself for a particular parasite and were able to immediately eliminate it, that seems to me to be sort of at the foundation of everything that we talk about here. And parasites, for people who are coming across them, you need to deal with that situation before the rest of your health can come back together, right?
Right. And so in my office, we do things that are under a specific priority. And so your body has a hierarchy in terms of what's most important versus what's least important. You know, your kidney is your most important organ. Your skin is your body's least important organ. But they're all important.
Yeah.
But something has to be more important than the others. You know, they can't all be, you know, if you take a person's heart out, they're going to stop working. But we know how to replace a person's heart.
Right.
We know how to replace every organ. The only thing we don't know how to replace is your brain. But realistically, it's like, okay, a person can be brain dead and their body can still be functioning, because there are other organs that have a higher priority than the brain, even though the brain's really important. So understanding what the person's priorities are and addressing them in the order that the body, you know, is indicating that it needs to be treated in order for health to progress is very, very important. And so a lot of times, you know, people say, well, I have this knee pain, and it's like, well, your knee pain's related to these other things, and we have to treat those other things first before your knee pain is going to clear up. And they're just like, well, why do we need to do that? It's just, well, it just happens to be the way your particular situation is.
Yeah, I think that's so often the reason we go to a doctor is because we have a particular symptom that we want to address, and we don't really necessarily come in there thinking that we have underlying issues that have to be addressed.
Right.
Well, this is really great. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the alternativehealthcarenetwork.com. When we get back, a few more questions about parasites, and again, I want to talk a little bit more about what you do to treat them.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to When Your Health Matters.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Huntoon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today, my cohort Mark Sabin and I are discussing about parasites and what's eating you.
And what's eating you, yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I came across in preparing for this show was that doctors use that cure-all that they use for so many different things, which is they use antibiotics to treat parasites. What happens if you do that?
Well, what's interesting is one of the things that parasites likes to feed off of is bacteria.
Hmm.
And so by taking an antibiotic and getting rid of their food source, that's essentially going to cause them to go eat something else. And, you know, so we don't want negative bacteria in the body. We obviously don't want parasites in the body either. But, you know, when you're treating... what was the line from the movie? When you're bringing a little penknife to a gunfight, it's like you're totally overmatched, and so by throwing an antibiotic at a parasite, they're going to eat that like candy. It's not going to be effective for it. So, you know, anybody that's been treated for parasites using antibiotics, you haven't fixed your problem. You've actually driven it deeper into your system.
Deeper into the system. And so we were discussing earlier that you use this product called Zymex 2 to help treat parasites. And there's a very specific protocol to how you go about doing that. And is that something you could do yourself, or is that something you really need to do under supervision?
Well, realistically, it's important. I mean, you could certainly do it yourself if you have access to the Zymex 2, which means that you're going to be accessing it through a provider who is affiliated with Standard Process, because they only sell their products through providers so that things are being properly supervised. You can get a hold of some Zymex 2. That's great. You can take that, but until you get the immune system to acknowledge that it has a parasite, the treatment may not actually be totally effective.
Mm.
You know, until your body acknowledges a problem, the body has no reason to change. And so you need to get the body to acknowledge that there is a problem and then set it on the appropriate course to create the change. And it just, you know, it's not hard to get the body to do, but there are not a lot of practitioners out there that are doing it, because they're actually making a living off treating the problem, not fixing the problem.
As long as the problem exists, they can continue to treat it.
Right.
So if somebody is looking, thinks they might have this problem, they might have a parasite or are concerned about parasites in any way, not everybody can come to you directly, but certainly you make yourself available for people to ask their questions.
They send me an email. I'll ask them some very specific questions, and I'll tell them what they need to go do, and I can even find them a practitioner in their area that will do the work that needs to be done, because worst case scenario, I'll get on the phone with the practitioner and I'll help them to understand what they need to do.
And so that leads me to my next question, was how what's your email and how would people reach out to you?
Best way to get a hold of me is obviously directly by phone. I like talking to people on the phone. The phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or they can email me directly if they want to stay a little bit more incognito. The email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's DOCRICK@spineboy.com. And, you know, My business is about helping people. I don't care where you live. I don't care what your problem is. I'll get you the understanding that you need so that you can get the help that you require.
And I appreciate that, and I'm sure that our listeners appreciate that. And it's a really generous service that you offer to the listeners of this show to reach out to you and get some answers to the questions. So if anybody has a health concern, whether it's parasites or something else, and they're not even sure what it is, I really do recommend you give Doc Rick a call, send him an email, find out the answers to your questions. We can't answer them all in the show. Thank you for doing the show, Doc.
Absolutely. And so I want to thank the listener for tuning in. I ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.